This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
See Live Off the Record with Trivago Lang is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Bella Signature Restaurant, Burger King, City of Hope, The Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, The Free National Movement, Island Luck, Kelly's Home Center, Prince Masters, The Progressive Liberal Party, RF Bike and Trust, Ron's Electric Motors, Southwest Plaza, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, and Wendy's.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Trivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers remain the same. You can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232. Or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, Channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. That's BTC Flow Channel 612. Well, we had the advance poll the other day, and That's toward the by-election coming up on November 24th. And seems we had some, what people describe as excitement about what happened during the course of the evening then. And I think that some of the commentary I've been hearing from people seemed to reflect just a lack of understanding of how things are supposed to operate in the course of an election process. And we have been doing elections in the Bahamas now for decades. And quite frankly, some of the things that I hear described about what happened, these are not surprising things. They just happen to be, or not new things. They happen to be things which maybe people didn't know occurred before, etc. But I just wanted to clarify some things in relation to what happens on election, around the election. Now, during the course of the elections, those people who are agents of the political parties are trained about certain things during the course of an election. They're trained about what to do in the course of a campaign. They're trained what to do a week leading up to the elections. They're trained to do what has to occur the day before elections. They're trained to do what you're supposed to do on the day of election, the things you're supposed to look for so that you avoid things like floating ballots or people trying to cheat, or what agents are supposed to be inside the voting area, the distance you are supposed to be from the voting area with your paraphernalia and these kinds of things. You're taught about all these things that have to do with the laws of the Bahamas, the regulations of the Bahamas, and the sensible, wise, prudential, political things you have to do to ensure that no one gets to cheat you during the course of an election. The PLP is taught this, the FNM is taught this, the DNA, I believe, will be taught this, the COI is taught this. You're taught these things because the last thing you want to do is work hard during the course of an election campaign, believe that you have an opportunity to win, and then you get cheated. You can't assume that people are going to be honest. You operate on the basis that people are going to be honest, that people are going to be ethical, that people are going to obey the law. And these people include the election officials, the presiding officer, the returning officers, all of the officials, the parliamentary commissioner staff. You assume that the agents of the other side are going to act honestly and ethically, etc. Well, while you make these assumptions, you verify things. You plan for things. And so during the course of the vote count, you're looking for certain things, your agents are in there, etc. Very oftentimes you have lawyers in there. But before election day, you have agreed with the parliamentary commissioner a set of processes for ensuring the integrity of the ballots once accepted from the voters. You've agreed this. The PLP has agreed it, the FNM has agreed it, the COI has agreed it, whoever, the independent candidate has agreed this, these things, this process. And so you have people who have witnessed this agreement. Well, when the ballots are taken, you expect that those ballots are now moved in accordance with that process, the agreed process. Well, if you find out that process has not, as agreed, is not taking place, what are you supposed to do? What exactly are you supposed to do? This is the election of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, the means by which we secure the government of the Bahamas, the means by which we determine the people who are going to make life-changing decisions for us all. What are you supposed to do? Let me tell you what you are trained to do. You are trained to do everything in your power to make sure that things are done in accordance with the agreed process. Why? Because that agreed process allows you to have eyes on those ballots to ensure that that ballot is secured until it gets to a place where the only time it's going to be reopened is when it is time for the count and all that kind of thing. And so I'm sorry if some people get offended.
You have to be aggressive. You have to be assertive in making sure that people don't run short over you. Remember now, the government is the one who controls all the authorities in the country. So the government has the power. What are you going to do? You are taught, and it has happened before, to be radical about this. Not violent, not threatening. But certainly, you are taught to be aggressive and assertive. And that means, can I dare say, which what I was trained to do, if you have to stop that movement, you stop it. With your body, with your bodies, however you have to do it, don't be violent, but stop it. Because otherwise, you could have things happen with the ballot that results in an election result that the voters did not plan for. I mean, if you have, I saw the head of the COI, Lincoln Bain, getting aggressive, if you want to say assertive, almost belligerent, with police officers over what? Over FNM music, he said, being heard in the ears of other people. This is militancy. I mean, aggressiveness, assertiveness over music sounds. Well, if you're going to get that aggressive over that, what are you supposed to do if you think people are not following a process to secure the integrity of the votes of the people of the country? What are you supposed to do? Sit around and play cue? I hear people getting on the radio telling people, but oh, they were disturbed by how the FNM people were hitting on people's cars. Now, you ain't supposed to be hitting on nobody's car. Not no civilian, non-involved person's car and that kind of stuff. But still, if people get upset about that, would you not be upset if somebody was trying to steal your election? Huh? Would you not be upset? What should you do if the integrity of your election is under threat? Be cute? No, man. You're supposed to assertively, aggressively ensure the compliance with the agreed process. Now, again, don't let nobody tell you, don't let no one tell you, Shivago Lang say, no one's supposed to be violent or act violently. That's ridiculous. But you are supposed to be aggressive and assertive in ensuring compliance with the rules. And so I don't know exactly what happened. I wasn't there. But some of the things I heard ain't no surprise to me. Because my understanding is a process was agreed, and on the occasion when it was time to move the ballots, it was not being done in accordance with that agreement. And so people decided, heck to the no, we're not going to have that happen. And that's what you're trained to do. Because this is the integrity of the electoral process that you are talking about. This is not a joke. This is not time to be cute. This is not time to be concerned about whether people's feelings are being hurt. You are supposed to protect the integrity of the vote. It's the most sacrosanct thing in a democracy, the vote. Because by it, the governance of the country is determined. And again, people should remain calm to the extent possible. But if calm is not doing it, then you get assertive. And if assertiveness is not doing it, then you get aggressive. You get aggressive. Yes, you tell people, listen, man, you ain't moving this ballot until you do it in accordance with the process. Calm, as calmly as you can, until you can't be calm because calm isn't working. Then you be assertive. And if assertiveness isn't working, then you can be aggressive. Never violent. Never violent. But you should not allow authorities to fail their own agreed processes. Should not do so. That's not right. Remember now, if you're in opposition, the government of the power. So there's been occasion when the FNM was in power, when the PLP has found it necessary to express the same kind of things. Now, these would be expressed during the course of the general election many times in individual constituencies, so people don't get to see it as much. They don't get to hear it as much because their eyes are focused on all kinds of things. But in a by-election, as I always told y'all, everything comes under scrutiny. Everything. Now, I understand that some officials feel intimidated to show up to the general elections. And I can't tell people how to feel. I really can't. And no one ought to make officials feel uneasy about doing their jobs. Right? They ought not. But to be honest, I think that concern may be overblown. I really do, honestly. And maybe now it is required of the leadership of the FNM, the leadership of the PLV, the leadership of the COI, and all other participants in the general election to give assurances to officials to cooperate to the extent that is required in order to ensure smooth elections, but to also indicate that they want that cooperation to be predicated on they want that to be predicated on compliance with the rules and processes that are in the laws of the Bahamas and agreed. Because if those rules and laws are not obeyed, then every actor in the process is at risk. Everyone. So I can't tell people how to feel, and the leadership of these political parties ought to give people every assurance of cooperating in a peaceful manner during the course of an election. But it is also necessary for assurances to be given by the parliamentary commissioner and all the actors, the authorities, including the police, that they are going to ensure and operate on the basis of the law. That's all, the law and the rules. No time for you and your political sides, FNM, PLP, or DNA, or COI, to be affecting the process. Hell with all that. You hear what I said? To hell with your partisan interest in who wins. What you have an interest in is the one thing, that voters get to freely express their vote for whoever they want so that the results reflect the voter's intention, period. You hear me, people? There is one interest on election day, leading up to election and after election, including if there is a challenge to any election result. And that is that the will of the voters is freely, clearly, unencumberedly expressed. That's the job of the political commission of the police. That's the job of every police officer. That's the job of the presiding officer. That's the job of the returning officer. That's the job of the parliamentary commissioner. That's the job of every parliamentary officer, every person who works in the government of the Bahamas that has anything to do with an election. Your job is to express, is to ensure that the voters, the power in the country, have the right, the ability to express their vote freely and as clearly as they desire. That's it. And if the PLP interrupts that, if the FNM interrupts that, if the DNA interrupts that, if the COI interrupts that, I condemn them all, and they all should be condemned. This is a democracy, and it is sacrosanct that we permit voters to exercise their franchise as they wish, always. Because whether the result is what I want or don't want, I really do not care, as long as it is the will of the voters of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. They should get the Bahamas they vote for and desire. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this break.
As a healthcare professional, you dedicate your life to caring for others. But even with the best care, legal challenges can arise. Protect your practice and your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we've partnered with Lloyd's of London to bring you comprehensive, professional liability insurance designed specifically for those consulting or practicing privately. Visit our website today so you can focus on what you do best, caring for your patients, while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made simple.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world, see how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
To my neighbors in Golden Isles, even the PLP candidate had to admit it. You've been ignored and neglected for years. 4 years in power, and now weeks before an election, they show up paving roads. But I never left you. I live here, I work here, and I serve you every single day. Let them know Golden Isles is not for sale. On November 24th, vote the name you know and trust, Brian Brown, and the Free National Movement. I never forgot.
Paid for by the Free National Movement.
Get ready, Bahamas. Island Luck is taking gaming to a whole new level. Introducing live game shows, where every spin and reveal happens in real time. Play Crazy Time with wild bonus rounds. Jump into Dreamcatcher and chase those multipliers. Or take your shot at the fast-paced excitement of Mega Ball. It's energy, it's entertainment, and it's all live. Only at Island Luck. Sign in and take the stage today.
Attention pizza lovers! Markle's is getting bigger and better! We're offering a deal that can't be missed! Head in and order a mouth-watering large one-topping pizza for just $10! You heard right, just $10! This offer is only available at our Southwest, Burnett Road, Robinson Road, and Prince Charles locations. Call in or order online and pick up in restaurant today. This amazing carryout offer is available for a limited time only.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way to bring some love in here today.
Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality.
Sister,
talk to me,
sister,
so you can see.
Sister,
oh, what's going on? What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah,
what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh,
right, right now.
What's your name? simply cause I have it wrong. Oh, you know that we've got to find the one. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Pick it light and pick it sound. Talk to me, you can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Bob Dylan calls Smokey Robinson one of the greatest poets of our time. Smokey, it's an honor to sing this with you.
Something warm, a quiet storm, quiet eyes when flowers talk. Break of dawn, break of dawn. A power source of tender voice, generating, radiating. Turn me on, turn me on. Short circuit all my nerves from the same electric veins. You touch me and suddenly there's rainbow rings. Quiet storm blowing through my life, yeah. Quiet storm.
Through my life. Face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested, it's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair, it's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the path forward. Having insurance can mean the difference between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in safe hands, in all seasons.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, there, the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine Threads, Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson, Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
The best way to get difficult things done is simple. Just work harder than anyone else. I know, because that's my life story. I'm Darren Pickstock, PLP candidate for Golden Isles. I have a detailed plan for Golden Isles. And even though we have less than a year, I'll prove just how much we can accomplish. I am ready to get game-changing things done. I'm Darren Pickstock, and I hope you'll honor me with your vote on November 24th. Let's start working together.
Paid for by the Progressive.
Get ready, Bahamas. Island Luck is taking gaming to a whole new level. Introducing live game shows, where every spin and reveal happens in real time. Play Crazy Time with wild bonus rounds. Jump into Dreamcatcher and chase those multipliers. Or take your shot at the fast-paced excitement of Mega Ball. It's energy, it's entertainment, and it's all live. Only at Island Luck. Sign in and take the stage today.
Transform your home for less at Kelly's House and Homes Holiday Paint Sale now through Wednesday, December 24th. Enjoy 25% off house and spray paints, plus 20% off paint supplies, except on net items. Our wide selection of paint colors is the perfect way to bring holiday cheer to your home. You'll also find the best selection of brushes, rollers, pans, glue, ladders, paint thinner, and more. So catch the holiday spirit and paint up for Christmas at Kelly's House and Homes Holiday Paint Sale, going on now through December 24th.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon.
formed against. Yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, the spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots be on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day. When the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh,
oh. Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Javier Bolang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. You know, when you are dealing with issues related to democracy, related to governance, these are very serious matters. And these are matters where, I mean, in the foundations of the stability of your society, the foundations of the social order of your society, the foundations of the economic possibilities of your society are grounded in your ability to have a government and to have governance that creates the enabling environment for you to pursue your individual endeavors, your family endeavors, your business endeavors, your civic endeavors, your social endeavors, your spiritual endeavors. Because if that environment is not conducive to peace and good order, it makes every noble pursuit difficult. It makes it difficult to raise a family. It makes it difficult to pursue your economic interests, etc. And that's why when political parties who understand what they are about don't play around with the structures and organs and instruments and protocols and procedures of the political process. And they know that at the center of that process is the voter, the citizen and the citizen's fundamental rights. And no right is more fundamental in a democracy than the right to express your choice of who is to govern you. And you have to protect that choice. And you have to protect all of the processes and procedures around that choice to make sure that the voter's will is expressed. Mummy might want PLP. Daddy might want FNM. The child may want DNA. The young person might want DNA. That's their right in one household. And you do everything in your power to ensure that that right is protected and preserved. Right? Everything. Now, this is a very extreme reality. Look around the world and see what people have had to resort to in order to get that right for all. Don't even look around the world. Look in our own country. What happened on Black Tuesday? What did they have to do leading up to majority rule? Was the mace thrown out of the house? Was there an uproar and what have you? Why? Because they were trying to secure and preserve. We were trying to secure a right, a fundamental right. Now, if the people work hard to secure it, and we mess around talking, playing cute, and letting it be thwarted, what was the point? So in the development, in the good order of their society, never the way, never in terms of threat or in terms of actual performance, unless in the most extreme of circumstances it becomes a necessary to protect and preserve that which in fact produces peace following it, right? So I can't say war is violent, and we are sometimes war is necessary, but assertiveness and aggressiveness in making sure that we do what is necessary to preserve the good order and the good will of the political process, that's important. And I could only tell you, after having participated in numerous political exercises, etc., what is taught and trained and stressed, etc. That's all I can tell you. Now, I understand from the news reports that the parliamentary commissioners, the returning officer, I believe it was, saying that there was some miscommunication between persons within the political parties in terms of the process that was supposed to be exercised following upon the voting yesterday, and that
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm.
We good, producer? Am I back? Okay, the people who were in the meetings were the same people who were part of the process leading to the movement of the ballots, and those people indicated that what was agreed was not what was being done. Now, I heard the folks say that they were not being allowed to go in the bus. Now, the only way you are allowed to go in the bus is if that was what was agreed. But ordinarily, what happens is you are allowed to see the ballot box placed in the bus, and then you have vehicles that follow the bus, and then your people follow the ballot boxes until the ballot boxes are secured in that place. And I think it's normally somewhere in the police headquarters or thereabouts, or some, if you're on the family island, some other place, wherever that is, and then secured, and then the ballot boxes are sealed with the required locks and a particular seal, and if that seal is broken, you would be able to tell. If it was tampered with, you should be able to tell. So I don't know about getting in the bus. I know about being able to follow the vehicle to the place where the ballots are being secured. In any event, there is a process agreed, and then there is a following of that process. And if that process that was agreed isn't being followed, you have a duty. You have a duty to ensure that nothing happens until you are in compliance with that process. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break for news, and when we come back, we have some other things to discuss. We'll be back. Just break.
Take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
In the face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested. It's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair, it's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the path forward. Having insurance can mean the difference between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in safe hands. In all seasons.
flame grill tastes better. Head to Burger King Nassau. You'll see our legendary Whopper with cheese is made with 100% flame grilled beef for that juicy and smoky barbecue flavor you love. Topped with fresh ingredients and nestled in an even fluffier bun. And right now, enjoy BK's Whopper with cheese combo with fries and a drink for just $9, including that. The King gives more food and more flavor for an unbeatable price. Taste the flame grill difference at any of Burger King's 7 locations in Nassau.
Get ready, Bahamas. Island Luck is taking gaming to a whole new level. Introducing live game shows, where every spin and reveal happens in real time. Play Crazy Time with wild bonus rounds. Jump into Dreamcatcher and chase those multipliers, or take your shot at the fast-paced excitement of Mega Ball. It's energy, it's entertainment, and it's all live. Only at Island Luck. Sign in and take the stage today.
This time around, the girl is Brian Brown. This time around, the girl is Brian Brown. This baby, he got so much to give. Educational program, young people and the kids. You ain't gotta be no whiz. Brian handling business, all kind of things in East. Senior citizens, hey!
Paid for by the Free National Movement.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. So glad that you could join us. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232. Or 325-4316, 325-4316, or you can call us on 325-4259, 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720, or you can text us Text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We're talking about a little bit of the hoopla about what happened yesterday. I have to concede that some of the comments from the returning officer seemed a bit odd to me, seemed like the words of an inexperienced returning officer. I don't know what the degree of the returning officer's experience is. I have gotten some news, some information that gives me some cause for concern about that. I can assure you, the members of the public, that should the returning officer find that some of his members or some of his team members are not interested or intimidated to go and serve on the by-election day, trust me when I tell you, they have a ton of experienced people who have done this over and repeatedly. They could call upon right now to go and do that job, and who would have no concerns, no fears about doing it.
because they've been in this business a while. They know how to do these things. They would not be intimidated by some hoopla or people, political people talking stuff and this kind of stuff. They would not be. No, sorry, Bob. Just like they don't get intimidated by nobody trying to cause them to do their job improperly. So I have no doubts about that. So if the parliamentary commissioner and those require people with experience to do that job, man, that ain't no issue. They got plenty of patriots in the Bahamas who would do that in a heartbeat, who've done it before. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hi, Mr. Lang. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm okay, sir.
Good.
I just call in to add my 2 cents in regards to the passport.
Okay.
Recovered, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody talking about it. If you come across or if something like that come through your political trash can, please call it, right? And if you're not in position to say who bring proof, I don't feel like nothing should be said. Now, that's just my opinion.
Well, I have to tell you, you need to go back in history and tell all kinds of people who did that on all the political sides that they shouldn't do that.
I hear you, right? But this, what's happening in this country now as it relates to corruption, we just adding to it. If you see something,
I understand. So, but mm-hmm. what I'm asking you is, you're mm-hmm. saying that this never should have happened, never should happen, and it shouldn't happen today. That's not what you're saying?
I'm saying it should never happen. And if it's still happening today, it needs to stop, and someone needs to put a stop to it. Because something as crucial as this in this country today, and we all know what we're dealing with when it comes to corruption. And
in the past, the comments mm-hmm. that were being made, I want you to listen to this now, were comments being made about the corruption of the prime minister of the country. And this is almost every prime minister in the Bahamas has been accused of corruption by the other side of the political spectrum, almost every prime minister. So how more serious can you get than accusing the head of government of being corrupt?
That's the line. To be frank with you, I'm not a fan of Dr. Minnis, but I've never heard anybody mix up Dr. Minnis' name with corruption. Period.
When the assertions were being made about the non-transparency of the many contracts that were issued during the pandemic, the assertion related to corruption, and I can point you to articles that suggested same.
Okay, the reason I mentioned the passport incident, right? I'm thinking more about immigration. Okay, we as Bahamians, we don't have a concern as it comes to immigration. So
yes,
if you discover or someone bring that to your attention, you have to expose it. You can't be beaten around in a circle and have persons like me wondering whether you or yourself trying to cover it under the table. Expose it. So we could feel comfortable to know that that is not happening. Expose it. Don't put it to me if I can't talk about it or expose it. We need to put a stop to this. Pardon me?
I understand. So you're saying that the people who bring that information to someone should be willing to fess up and say it's me who gave the information. That's what you're saying?
Exactly. The line because it needs to be
you know that Obadiah Wilscombe the late went to prison because he refused to give up his source and the source did not wish to be given up. You remember that?
I understand you, Mr. Line, but that's in the past now. Things have gotten worse.
We don't have the luxury, ma'am. I'm sorry. We don't have the luxury of simply saying that was in the past, because your record of performance, your record, your stance on a matter matters to your conduct in the present moment. Now, that doesn't mean what you're doing or saying isn't legitimate, mind you. I'm just saying it's hard to tell people, well, don't forget, don't think about what happened in the past. That's very difficult. That's why Mr. Pintard lives with the legacy of the Minnis administration. That's why Mr. Davis lives with the legacy of the Christie administration, because they were all part of that. That's how it goes. right? And now, I believe that people ought to be responsible in how they, what they say. Michael Pintard has doubled down on what he said. He said he is not, he stands by what he said. He said that people asking him to bring evidence and what have you, all kinds of things are said, brought to the fore where that is not, that is not what people ask for. The truth is, in other instances where people have said things, people have indicated there was no evidence brought for it. But we understand how the political environment goes sometimes. I still say, I believe that a matter as serious as this deserves the level of treatment and evidential support that causes people not to walk around thinking that people are just making assertions. That's my view. That's my view. I am not suggesting Mr. Pintard is doing anything different than has been done in the past, or that he's doing anything wrong. But I believe that when these kinds of assertions are made, I believe that you ought to, if you have it, provide whatever substantiation you can do in regards to that. For whatever reason, he may have something but not want to provide it now or what have you. That's a judgment he has to make. I also believe that the government cannot just simply say, oh, we talked to this one, we talked to that one, and none, and nobody say nothing. Why can't these people talk for themselves? I mean, wouldn't you want to hear, I'm asking you, don't you not want to hear the commissioner of police say, no, I know of no such investigation, etc. Don't you want to hear the Bahamas Air managing director say, no, we know of no such incident or any similar incident? You don't want to hear the chief passport officer say it? You don't even hear the prime minister. Let me back up. But first, you didn't hear the prime minister say that. you heard the prime minister's office send out a communique, which is his office. But then you heard the minister of foreign affairs actually speak to it. You hear the minister of national security say that Mr. Pintard is allegedly intelligent. Well, that's cute, but that's an insult. Let's be clear now. That's an insult. I will never say that the Minister of National Security is allegedly intelligent. Come on, man. You are an intelligent person, Minister. And Mr. Pintard is an intelligent person. And intelligent people can say things that you don't agree with. Intelligent people can say things that are inaccurate. Intelligent people can say things that are untrue. And you know that. So let's stop doing that kind of nonsense today, man. Not allegedly intelligent. What do you mean he's allegedly intelligent? What do you think this is? A game? It's not a game. Okay? The leader of the opposition made some statements regarding a very serious matter. He offered no supporting evidence about anyone being new or unique in that regard. But he made them. They're very serious. The government denies them. Okay? That's where we stand as a public now. That's you know, all the political jockeying and cuteness. I want you all to be clear. You can get applause from your side on some of these cute things, and that will happen. But there are independent, objective-minded, intelligent people listening who look at you and think, oh, that's what you're thinking. Be clear on that. Come on, man. No time for this. No time for games, right? Do your politics. Do whatever you want to do it. But on these matters of national issue, please. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Yes, hello. Yes. How you doing?
How you do?
I'm good, man.
Good. Listen to me. I think the passport is the most secret thing of
any nation. The vote is.
I get hard to hear you, sir.
I said the vote is. The vote. Now, if you can't hear me on your side, that's on you. But I'm saying the vote is, not the passport, because a Bahamian can be a Bahamian and vote and not have a passport.
Yeah, but do you need a voter's card to vote?
Yeah, a voter's card, but you don't need a passport to vote.
So you would say the voter's card is more
important than a passport? You don't have to travel abroad if you don't want. You don't have to travel abroad if you don't want.
So you're saying the voter's card is more important than a passport?
Not the voter's card, the vote. You said
in order to vote, you have to have a voter's card.
Yeah, but I wasn't talking about you. You said the most important thing is the passport. I was telling you the most important thing is the vote.
Okay, but you being a former politician, you being a former member of parliament, you don't think by now something as serious as this, this Pindage of already being invited in to speak with the commissioner of police, or he should have already gone to the commissioner of police and say, well, this is, I mean, as a citizen, as a Bahamian, me, just as a Joe Blow citizen, and I know that type of information, I think I would have had to go into the police voluntarily give that type
of
information.
That's one way. That's one way to approach it. But I have heard. I'm 58 years old. I've lived in the Bahamas, observing the political environment for ages and ages. And I have heard political leaders in this country on all sides of the political divide utter all kinds of things about criminal actions and behavior on the part of government or people, etc., and do it from the House of Assembly and never go to the police. The Prime Minister of the Bahamas said that $1 billion was unaccounted for. The Prime Minister of the Bahamas said that there were untoward things happening in respect of the distribution of the food and money in the exercise under the pandemic. And tell me if anything was reported to the police. Please tell me.
Well, the police was involved. I heard that.
No. I'm asking you, before he did that, tell me if he had sent that report to the police.
Well, I don't know if he sent it or not, but I know that the police was involved. So now
I understand. I hear you, brother. That's one way to do it. The way you say is one way to do it. That is one way to do it. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Going to you, Mr. Lang. How you doing?
I'm right here, man. How are you?
Right there, Chief. Hey, you realize that's a very, very serious allegation that Mr. Pintard made? And
very
also,
serious.
Right, you realize that it endangers the person who leaked that information that person's natural born life in the Bahamas will be a living hell if that individual is actually revealed. Second of all, their life would be in danger. Their family lives would be in danger. They ain't get no government job. They'd be blacklisted.
Not if what they're saying is true, because I could assure you, if what they're saying is true and that can be demonstrated and proven, boy, listen to me, that would be a earthquake in the political landscape of the Bahamas.
Yeah, but it would also be a national embarrassment. It'd be an international embarrassment to the Bahamas also.
Well, no, you guys keep saying that, but let me tell you something. Do you know that governors and mayors and people in politics and congressmen have gone to prison in the United States of America and other places in the world, United Kingdom and so forth? It is not an embarrassment to have your legal process discover and deal with corruption. That shows that you have a system that works. That's why you have a legal system. That's why you have a judicial system. So it's when you don't have a system to deal with corruption that you are an embarrassment to yourself.
Okay, but what happens to the individual that leaks the information?
Yeah, but that's
why we're supposed to protect them.
And we're supposed to protect them. So if you come out forward with information and the authorities want to then try to do you in, I suggest to you, not only should political parties get behind that person, the citizenry should get behind that person and make sure, listen, you gone, because if you're trying to deal with them, we can deal with you. Period.
Ryan Nassau is 7x21. Boy.
Man, listen, I hear you. Listen, if you can be scared to do things to save your country, then I understand that. That's a choice you have to make. But if you come forward, those of us who believe and have and love the country have to do the necessary to protect you, man. What we should do? Let the country go to hell?
No, I hear you and I understand you. But The person who ever leaked the information also have to understand the gravity of the situation. This is not.
Well, they must understand that. That's why they shared it. They must understand it. Isn't that why they shared it?
Boy, good luck on
that.
Listen
to me, man. Listen to me. Let me tell you something. Patriotism, nationalism is for the courageous. You have to be wise and you have to be prudent, but it's for the courageous. If you if you're not prepared to stand up to save your country, then you do your thing and sit quietly and be where you want to be, and hopefully other people will stand up and do something. But that's just the bottom line. There's no in between this, no, man, if you do that, that's a part of the process. But you have a choice to make and you have a decision to make. And I fully understand that. I don't condemn anybody for making choices that says I'm not going to get myself in any problem. But there are others who can take your information and do the necessary. Anybody need to reveal your name? Trust me. It is possible to do things without them people coming forward. Trust me when I tell you that. Next caller, we have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Mr. Lang, how you doing? It's Alan Johnson, critical thinker.
I am right here, man. What's going on?
Let me just add some critical thought to this thing. Right? I don't look at the messenger, but I look at the message and underlying implication. Did it say where the plane was headed?
It said south.
Yes, but that's what I'm saying, south where? See,
no, but he just said south. South. That's all he said was south.
No, that's what I'm saying to you. There's a lot of places south, right? The point I'm making is this, right? Is that we've come to conclusions for many things. Let's just, for instance, let's take the passport office and the passport officer at his word. And I do believe in the security that it's almost impenetrable to create a fraudulent passport. So if the passport is unable to be cloned or made a copy of, meaning that document then becomes an authentic document, then the problem is not the passport, it's the underlying data that caused the information to be issued. That's the first part.
Yeah, we said that before. We said that,
right?
It's not the passport itself, it's how you came to hold it.
Right. So here's the issue. The passport officer said, a couple of points we'll make, he said that they issue hundreds of passports around the world. Do you believe that we send them on planes, or you believe we use slingshots to get them to where they need to go?
Well, they go on planes.
Okay, so that means...
I don't believe you are permitted to print passports in the consular offices.
He said all of our passports are printed in the Bahamas.
That's right, that's what I understand.
So if we're giving hundreds and thousands of passports around the world, that means they have to go on a plane or boat, right? So let's take, for instance, passports on any plane would not be unusual, right?
No.
So then that doesn't make it a point. The point then becomes is if this occurred, right, and the passport itself, those passport itself, and nobody on that plane would have known that those passports was the data underlying was real or imagined, then why then would it be necessary to hide that fact, okay? Except it then goes to some other things that has been said by the same passport officer.
No, but it's only to hide a fact if in fact a thing happened, right? So if nothing happened, then I'm not hiding anything.
Right, but yes, it goes back to what about the that we have hundreds if not thousands of dirty data, what we call passport, in the passport office. If we take the passport officer at his word, he says, every year we have been maintaining a large group of files that are suspected, meaning those his passport has been issued as being fraudulent. And the difference now is that we're taking action to resolve these cases. So it is also an explanation concerning the fact is that when you present these documents, it's only sometime in hindsight that you verify what it is. The question then becomes is the reason for these things being hidden is that...
But see, Alan, with the greatest respect. See, Alan, no. With the greatest respect. I hear you, but we have one thing on the table today. One thing. I'm not... All of that stuff...
No,
I'm listening to you. We have one thing on the table. The leader of the opposition said he was told this incident happened, that people... and was investigated and people were fired. The question is whether that happened or not.
No, but Richard, But Jago Lang, I'm saying to you, right? People have been fired in the passport office for fraudulent passports.
No. See, Alan, you are talking to Jago Sean Lang, brother. And I am listening. I am reading. I'm not talking about whether people were fired. The leader of the opposition said an incident happened. And as a result of an investigation of that incident, some people were fired. He didn't talk about people being fired for anything other than that.
I'm saying, Mr. Lang, let's for instance, hold on a second, please. I'm saying, if let's say the passport was there, right, and people was fired, why would it be fired for normal routine?
Yeah, but if they weren't fired, there's no normal routine to be even concerned about.
That's my point. So
no, that is not your point. My point is, we need to know, did something happen or not? We don't know that. We can't know that.
But we don't know.
The leader of the opposition has presented no evidence, and the government has indicated it isn't so, and has presented nothing that would suggest one way or the other what happened. So I'm not speculating about this, man. Speculating about this makes no sense. No sense.
But I'm saying to you, the plausibility... Right?
No, ain't no plausibility. I'm sorry. Thank you very much. Sorry. No. I'm not doing that. Not doing that. Nonsense. We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm.
To my neighbors in Golden Isles, even the PLP candidate had to admit it. You've been ignored and neglected for years. 4 years in power, and now weeks before an election, they show up paving roads. But I never left you. I live here, I work here, and I serve you every single day. Let them know Golden Isles is not for sale. On November 24th, vote the name you know and trust. Brian Brown and the Free National Movement. I never forgot.
Paid for by the Free National Movement.
This holiday season, give yourself the gift of a fresh start with a personal loan at Fidelity. You could win refreshing prizes like a luxurious spa day, Jumbo gift certificates, a cruise for two, and more. Make that move to a fresh start today. Call 356-7764. Promotion ends December 19th.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Bella Signature Restaurant and Suites, Soldier Road, just north of Prince Charles Drive, is a Bahamian family-owned business. Rooms are available 24 hours, so you can swing by at any time. And let me tell you about Bella Signature Restaurant. We got that real Bahamian breakfast. Boiled fish, stewed fish, and Johnny Cake, just like Grammy still dancing in the kitchen. We're serving up that elevated Bella Signature flavor all day with lunch, dinner, and signature cocktail. So whether you're craving a morning plate, a late-night taste, or you just want to get away, book it at Bella. Contact us at 356-3396 or visit our website, Bella Signature Suites.
Man, I can't wait to eat. I am starving.
You know our sport never disappoints.
Boy, I left my wallet in the room. No way I'm going back.
Relax, buddy. You've got your phone, right?
Yeah, I do.
Perfect. Just pay with Sand Dollars from your digital wallet.
Good thing Sand Dollar transactions are seamless, safe, and convenient.
Yep, Sand Dollar saved the day.
Experience the convenience of Sand Dollar, the digital currency of the Bahamas. Whether you're dining out or anywhere else, Sand Dollar ensures seamless transactions. Join the future of payments with Sand Dollar.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to call us, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316, or you can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5270, or you can call us, text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says she didn't hear about the feeding program in Minnesota. Everything will be exposed in time. In the meantime, what about the case reported in the dailies of the flight attendant who was caught with the $100,000 on that flight to Haiti? What is the outcome of that case? Oh, I hear about that one. This text says allegedly intelligent. What kind of crap is that? Yes, that's crap. That's utter crap. All right, utter crap. I would not refer to any single person in political office today, FNMPLP or otherwise, as allegedly intelligent. I think it's an insult to do such a thing. It may sound cute. You might think it's cute, but it's absolute nonsense. This says the commissioner of police was being fed cake front page by the prime minister at Mother Pratt's birthday party. Let's get serious. It's a matter of trust. Is it true that the returning officer was a general for the prime minister in his constituency in Gad Island? Is that true? Because if that is true, why would the prime minister and the parliamentary commission and those think it is appropriate to have such a person be the returning officer in a situation like this? Why would that seem appropriate? Returning officer? Most times, well, as far as I'm aware, returning officers are senior civil servants who, you know, they are professional civil servants. That's what I almost thought. I don't know. We have callers on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you. Hi.
Yes. So I share the sentiments of most of several of your callers that said, you know, with such serious allegations, there ought to be ways and means that Mr. Pintard should substantiate them. Mm. They are too serious. Just say, you know, believe me, we can't do that. Those are too serious, and it does too much damage to our country for us to just let that. That's in the public domain and in the world's domain. So we need to do something with that. We need to do something with that. Either bring the goods, and I am affiliated with no particular political party. I'm a Bahamian, and I say, as a Bahamian, you can't just say stuff like that and leave it like that. Like, who's gonna now come and say, yeah, you know, we gave some passports here or there. Who's gonna admit to that unless you have evidence? No one's gonna admit to that. So unless
I have concerns. I have concerns about it. I do. I'm with you. I have concerns about it.
I'm sure unless you can bring that to the forefront for the Bahamian people and the world to see. I share with the caller, you need to be quiet. You ought to have been quiet. You ought to have been quiet. I don't care who, if it's PLP, FNM, DNA, COI. If you bring such serious allegations, you ought to be able to substantiate it. It's too serious, Mr. Lang. It's too serious. We don't need...
All right, brother. All right, brother, I thank you. I appreciate it. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Yeah, Mr. Lang, how you doing, sir?
Hi. I'm good,
okay.
Thank you.
If I'm talking about this passport. If the Pentagon didn't have a private plane here in Haiti, I would believe it. But Obama's here, they have goals to Haiti for the people. And at this age of time, and that bag race, that'd be another Facebook. A lot, some of you used to form for the long, it could happen in private play, maybe two people there, but not Obama's there. No, sir. That's what I see. I don't see it happening.
I got you. I got you, brother. I got you. Thanks a lot. Appreciate you calling. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Mr. Lane?
Yes, sir.
Man, I am so proud of you today because I don't know where that caller before that caller was just called, where he was going with that, and believe that you don't know what's going on inside this country. And I am so glad you were straightened up and caught him. And, you know, I'm proud of you today. But, you know, when I see the some of the children in the junior school, they were saying the same thing. Why do some leaders or wannabe leaders say things that if they don't have their facts, they just come to the public and say things for brownie point to make their political, their party or whoever laugh and stuff like this. I know the damage what they are doing.
But unfortunately, brother, though, unfortunately, we have such a long history and legacy of that, though.
Exactly. You know?
I mean, we really have a long history of it.
The Prime Minister, and he said about the NGOs and stuff like that. You know, so in other words, it only can come back to hunt and stuff like that. And I'm glad you stood on the radio today, man, and taking no foolishness. Cut. Better than making no sense. Thank you.
I appreciate your call. Thank you. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes. That's a clap for you. The caller just before me, he said how proud of you he is today. So am I. You're doing a great job. Can you hear me?
Thank you, brother. Appreciate your comments.
There's one other thing I'd like to say. One. I watched a show last night where I was most disappointed when, and of course, you know, most of the talk is about the allegations surrounding the passport. But someone surprised me last night when he said that he drew reference to the election when the sign was posted in Nassau speaking about the amount of murders that we had. Mm-hmm. And what the person said was that, you know, there was a lot of talk about it. However, he said that those numbers were accurate.
No, that's true. No, the numbers were accurate. That's true.
They might have been accurate. But
yeah, so there was a speculation. There was speculation.
We have never had 400 murders in 1 year. The thing is, the sign did not specify a time period.
Yeah, I mean the sign had its own controversy, but it was not like this situation where someone is saying something that hasn't been, you know, supported by evidence. So the sign was his own controversy.
Okay,
thank you, man. I appreciate you calling. Now let me tell you something. I want to take a break, but I want you all to know you are proud of me today. You know, some people, that's what they say today. Today, you're proud of me. Today. This is the same Zhivago line who says whatever he says the day before that, where some of you disagree with me because it ain't good for the PLP, it ain't good for the FNM. But it don't make no difference to me. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z Live. We take our final break. If you feel like you
join the Bahamas Heart Association for its inaugural golf tournament, proudly presented by Visa and Fidelity Bank on Sunday, November 30th at the spectacular Royal Blue Golf Club. Every swing brings hope and healing to young hearts. Gather your team and play with purpose or make a donation. Tee off for Tiny Hearts because every heartbeat deserves a chance. For more details, contact the Surfing the Sassoon Heart Foundation at sassoonheartfoundation.org.
For Brown, Golden Eyes and the FNM taking over time.
This message has been brought to you by the Free National Movement.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us for these remaining moments of the show. You know, people, I can tell you all before, I have my biases, but I have learned over my lifetime to take my biases and put them aside to be able to look at an issue and deal with the issue and then take my bias up afterward. I mean, let me read some things for y'all. This is the Tribune of May 6, 2009. Minis. PLP are the party of corruption. That's what Minish said, okay? This is December 2019. PLP, Minish must resign over corruption trials. Minish must resign. This is May 9, 2018. This is the prime minister. I mean, this is the then leader of the opposition making a rally speech. This is what he says. He says, "Are you tired of being lied to and disrespected like being called corrupt? Are you tired of descriptions of problems without prescriptions? Are you tired of no beds, no meds, no bodies and bodies piling up at the morgue? Are you tired of excessive borrowings when, listen, when small contractors and police reserves can't get paid? Are you tired of mass firings and increased suffering? If enough is enough, then let them hear you." And I could go on and on and on, right? All kinds of claims about malfeasance and malpractice by all sides of the political divide. So don't treat Michael Pintar like he's no unique creature. And yes, this matter is serious, but a lot of other matters were serious too. Just because it passed, but a lot of, if your prime minister is corrupt, why would you be surprised you have corruption in your passport office if you have some? If your government ministers are corrupt, if your members of parliament and senators are corrupt, if your civil servants are corrupt, why would you be surprised? So they are serious matters. Don't treat Michael Pintar like he's any unique creature in this regard. It just happened to be the issue today. Okay? So I don't want nobody. boy, this person says, it says, Z, they have no shame. Give me a break. The trolls are on Pintard. Lots to get on Brave and Kofor. Tell them get lost. It says, serious. Yeah. They're all lining up now. It says, Grand Lukai is serious too. Susan Lawson has yet to receive an apology from Brave, her role in the feeding program. Said, did Fred ever apologize for burning the Constitution? Say, let me calm down. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good day. Yeah. Hello?
Hi. Yes. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to say, I'm proud of you all the time. I mean, you do have a little bit bias, but I like how you found the guy who said he doesn't have no PLP party. I actually can hear he's a PLP. I don't know why he's only proud of you today. And why do they say today? Like they, like, you know? So all PLPs are proud of you today. But I'm proud of you always. I'm not a PLP, though, actually. But I just wanted to say
I appreciate your calling, brother. Thanks a lot. This text says, good afternoon, Brother Lang. Great and informative show as usual. Thank you for educating us on the electoral process and the rights we have as voting Bahamians. God bless you. Keep on dropping the knowledge. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'll try my best. Do what I can. when they proud of me and when they ain't proud of me. Says to Mr. Lang, you are exactly right. Everyone should be angry at the ones who wanted to change the agreed process of where the ballots are kept. Pray the rest of the way everyone learns from this and do the right thing. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. You'll be our last caller today.
Yeah, Brother Lang, you do a great job every day. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate that. I try my best, you know. I know I always succeed, you know. Okay. This says, the story about Mr. Campbell saying officers afraid to return is a fib. Really? You know. They say, Mr. Lang, immigration does not process or issue Bahamian passports. No, not immigration. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs Department of Passport Department does so. This says, Guardian Radio needs to stop letting the same people call in with their political talking points and flawed logic. This is tiring. No, the Guardian Radio don't need to do nothing. What you need to do is you need to call. All your chronic callers keep calling. Those you don't want the chronic callers to call, you call in. What are the Guardian Radio supposed to do? It's a talk show, and you allow for calls. You don't want to call in, but you don't want nobody else calling. Be grateful for them chronic callers. You want to change the voices? You call. They're sitting down there chilling. Say, hi, Mr. Lang, with the passports, how come no one took pictures of something like that? They just take picture and post everything else. That's what I've me puzzled. Let me ask you all a question. You ever drop something you didn't want drop in the public? How quickly do you pick it up? You think people will have time to take a picture? You drop your hundreds and hundreds of dollars and in the open. Quickly you can pick it up. You think in time for people to take a picture? It says, good day, Mr. Lang. That lady calling means well. However, I think for her age, she's very naive to side. To side effects of whistleblowing. I know of many scenarios in which whistleblowers were killed or victimized. The most infamous was the lady Lindsay Vaughn against Merck for Pharmaceuticals. This text says, wasn't there an audit carried out in February that found irregularities at the passport office? What were these findings? Come on. We know that. Good day, Mr. Lang. People are afraid of victimization. Yes, that's true. This text says, you remember when at least two workers from the P passport office were convicted and sentenced to jail time for a passport scandal? I don't know that. I ain't gonna lie. This says, that story about Mr. Campbell saying officers afraid to return is a fib. I read that before. Say, Lang, did anyone realize what Pintard said? He said passport, not didn't say which nationalities of passport. He did not. This says, Mr. Lang, trying. And however, I appreciate your show today, like all others. Enough respect for your sincerity and saying that citizens should rally around the whistleblowers. This whistleblowers is a farce because the now ruling party is making it clear. This text says, we will know more about the passport situation drama when the Free National Movement become the government. Z, on a question, do the PLP and the FNM know who got the most votes Monday? Okay. Says, greetings, Mr. Lang. While I hear you, I also heard that one of your callers said earlier, ideally, it would be the right thing to do, to come forward to do the right thing. However, what do you think would be the consequences? Do you know how many people have ceased to exist for stepping out in our country? You love facts and statistics. Verify with CDU. Where do you live? Brother, I live right in the Bahamas, and you obviously don't live in the Bahamas because you have your facts and statistics. You're talking about how many people? Why you don't give me the number? You can't just generalize like that. Says, do we remember when the PLP denied the minister hitting the police officer? This text says, the caller who says they are not affiliated with any party is in fact affiliated with one. It says, Mr. Lang, the only reason why the prime minister would allow his former or current general to serve as returning officer is the same reason why Mr. Pintard would behave as he is. They are both practicing how to lose. Oh, there's too many more texts. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us today. God spares life. We will catch up with you tomorrow. Y'all have a great afternoon. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever way.